You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are you financially burdened because you believe happiness in life depends on having many material possessions? If you are, don't despair. God can release you from financial bondage.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. National Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, draw all people unto you. Through your living and powerful word, open the eyes of those who are trying to find security and meaning in life through riches and worldly possessions. Help them to understand that wealth cannot satisfy the deepest needs of the human soul. Grant unto everyone listening today your love and grace. Send thy Holy Spirit into the hearts of those who hear your word, that they may repent, turn unto you, and find true fulfillment in this life. Finally, when their last hour has come, Lord, grant unto all whom you have called the gracious privilege of living with you eternally. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Several months ago, a spokesman for a Chicago-based financial counseling service stated, America is sitting on a powder keg. He went on to point out, I look around the city and suburbs and see young couples taking on large mortgages, owning two cars, and enjoying many other luxuries. He concluded by saying, easy credit is going to catch up with them. The amount of outstanding consumer credit is now running rampant. Last year alone, credit card purchases in Midwestern United States rose 40%. Reflecting an increase double that of recent years. Information released by Statistics Canada reflected a similar situation. The willingness of many today to make use of any and every type of credit offered to them has reached epidemic proportions. The result of this impulsive and immature approach to personal finances has produced a devastating whirlwind. Through this type of irresponsible planning, a large percentage of individuals and families have financially overextended themselves. A recent Gallup poll indicated that at least one-third of the people in the United States are now willing to admit that they are living far beyond their means. It is also sad to say that some financial counselors openly encourage individuals to live beyond their means. It is sad because this lifestyle has needlessly plunged thousands into paralyzing debt. Their financial condition has become virtually unbearable. Their financial condition is now so difficult that it dictates their day-to-day activities, where they will go, what they will do, how they will spend their leisure time, whether they will have any spending money, and whether or not they will have anything left for their church and charities. The financial condition of many today was dramatically portrayed in a recent issue of a nationally known magazine. A young couple living near Dallas, Texas, found themselves in a financial dilemma. Even though they both held top-paying jobs, they were forced to admit, "We stretched to buy our home, and now we can't do anything else. We can't even go out. We have to save everything to make our payments." The sad financial condition of this young couple is certainly not unique. It reflects the tragic financial condition of countless individuals and families who are now victims of their own uncontrolled desire to live beyond their means. Why? Why are an increasing number of individuals and families finding themselves financially trapped? What has caused millions to sell themselves into financial slavery? Well, many are striving to live the good life. They believe they will achieve happiness through purchasing all types of material goods. They believe permanent happiness is achieved through buying a home, a new car, plenty of expensive furniture, and all types of recreation equipment. In addition, the desire to find happiness through wealth and affluence has led these same people into financial bondage. They have given in to the devil's temptation to become affluent and are now suffering under the consequences of their sin. The Bible graphically describes the situation when it says, "People who want to get rich fall into temptations and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." The Bible continues by saying, "Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." The lives of millions are now controlled by their finances. If you are one of these, let the liberating Word of God speak to you. Let the powerful Word of God give you release from financial bondage. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, "Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare." Out of His love and mercy, our Heavenly Father encourages us to look to Him for real meaning and fulfillment in life. He discourages everyone from seeking hope and meaning in life through riches and material goods. He desires no one to sell themselves into financial bondage and slavery. If you today are experiencing the temptation to find meaning and security in life through worldly possessions, take another look at what life is all about. If you find yourself being convinced that more money will answer all problems and bring total fulfillment to life, stop and think things over. Be willing to admit that material possessions are not permanent, but only temporary. Be willing to admit that material possessions will never satisfy the deepest needs of the human soul. Listen to the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 as He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal." The Lord is offering you today release from financial bondage. He wants to free you from the tyranny of seeking security in worldly goods and riches. He is doing this by graciously asking you to trust Him for all your daily needs. He does not promise the life of a king. Nowhere in the entire Bible does the Lord ever promise to provide us with luxuries or anything more than we need. He does, however, promise that all who come to Him will have their basic needs taken care of. Are you worried whether you will have enough to eat or enough clothes to keep you warm? Do you wonder whether anyone will take care of you during your retirement? Are you young and worried about the future? How you will get along in a world which will most likely place increasing financial demands upon you? Do not let these concerns stampede you into making financial decisions which will eventually enslave you. Rather, listen to the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about life, about what you will eat, or about your body, or about what you will wear. Life is more than food, the body more than clothes. Consider the birds. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith?" Jesus continued by saying, "And do not set your hearts on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." The Bible also teaches that those who hope to find security in worldly possessions are headed for problems, grief, and even ruin and destruction. The Bible warns of this when it says, "Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." Some people eager for money pierce themselves with many griefs. It is absolutely amazing how these words, taken directly from the Bible itself, describe life today. One of the greatest tragedies of our present society is the breakdown of the family. More grief is caused each year by this problem than any other. At this point, you may be asking the question, how are family finances related to the breakdown of the home? Very simply, sociologists and family counselors now reluctantly admit that in 70% of all divorces, financial problems were the primary cause. At the same time, additional financial problems can also be traced to irresponsible spending brought about by a desire to become rich through the abundance of worldly possessions. Managing family finances will always be a challenge, even for those exercising responsible judgment. On the other hand, irresponsible spending and living beyond one's means frequently bring terrible and unnecessary pressures upon a marriage. Even in a marriage where finances and money are not the primary cause of divorce, their devastating and horrible effect frequently proves to be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. Another grief encountered by individuals eager for money is the stunning disappointment experienced when worldly dreams are achieved. That's right. People are unhappy when their worldly dreams become a reality. What many feel will bring happiness only makes their emptiness and meaninglessness more apparent. While most people never realize the fulfillment of their dreams of wealth, those who do frequently remain unhappy. Public confessions of well-known and well-paid entertainment personalities provide clear evidence of this. If you are looking for happiness in wealth and possessions, listen to the advice of the Lord as he speaks to you through the prophet Isaiah. "Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare." The Lord is inviting you not to be tempted by the false idea that wealth brings happiness. The Lord is inviting you to turn to him, to depend on him, and to trust him for everything in life. Ask God today to help you begin living a life totally dependent on him, a life with meaning and fulfillment. Ask your Heavenly Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to release you from financial bondage. Total release from the effect of past financial bondage may take days, weeks, and even months. It will most likely take time for you to rearrange your financial condition. It may take time to regain control of your own life and to become totally free from the consequences of your previous mistakes and mismanagement. While this may all take time, release from the temptation which causes financial bondage can be yours today. Don't try to purchase peace and happiness. Trust your Heavenly Father for all you need. He will bless you and give you happiness and fulfillment. In a society totally committed to the belief that wealth brings happiness, it is extremely difficult to turn the other way and not to follow the direction taken by the majority. In a society where billions are spent each year to advertise that the more one buys and owns, the happier one will be, it may seem impossible to do anything else. In fact, you may feel at this very moment that you would like to leave the rat race of seeking happiness through riches. You would like to do this, but you are unsure about placing everything into your Lord's hands. Will He help you? Will He come through? Will He actually deliver you from the tyranny of the love of money? The great Apostle Paul has provided a beautiful answer to these questions. He explained, God went through all the trouble, the inconvenience, the unnecessary effort, and even the humiliation and scorn to prepare our eternal salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, if He has done all of this, will He not then also give us everything else that we need? Let me read this simple explanation to you directly from the Bible itself. In Romans chapter 8 we read, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Perhaps you have never thought of it this way. Perhaps in the midst of doubting whether God could supply your daily needs, you have been unable to see what He has already done, that He has already completed and made available to you the greatest of all gifts, the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, that God the Father, out of His love and grace, has removed the greatest fear of all by defeating death when He raised His Son Jesus Christ from the dead. God, out of His mercy, has arranged that all who place their faith in the sin-atoning blood of Jesus Christ will not be condemned by their sins on Judgment Day. That on Judgment Day, all who have been followers of Jesus Christ will be welcomed forever into the mansions of heaven. Earning and using money is certainly not sinful. What is sin, according to the Bible, is our love for money and our willingness to let it control our life. Listen closely as your Heavenly Father speaks to you through the prophet Isaiah as he says, Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear, and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. Listen to the Lord. He wants to release you from financial bondage. He does not want you to be a slave of your finances. He does not want your desires for riches and worldly goods to dictate everything you do in your life. The Almighty Word of God has the power to liberate you. Trust in Him alone. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the devil constantly tempts us to find meaning and fulfillment in life through riches and material goods. Send the power of Thy Holy Spirit into the hearts of everyone listening today. Alert them to the clever tricks of the devil. Open the eyes of all men everywhere to see You and to understand that true meaning in life is possible only through Thy Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Programs Department of the International Lutheran Layman's League.